Now we have joining us is State Representative Todd Lippert in our studios here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
In the off season. I guess
that's
it's
right.
Not really off season, but kind of out of session anyway. But
You know, the twins, me, we're in the off season. That's how it goes.
There might be a special session while there's no postseason for the Twins. You might get some postseason. We'll get to that in just a moment or so. But we invited you in, number one, just to see how you're doing, because we're concerned. And number
Thanks.
Two,
I appreciate the care.
Number two is you have an event coming up this weekend, and we'd like to let people know about it, because you and some other people are going to be out knocking on doors.
That's right. So we're going to be... myself and some volunteers will be knocking on doors in Dundas and Southern Northfield. We want to have some conversations about climate. And we have a signature proposal in the House for 100% clean energy by 2040. So making sure that all of our electricity is coming from renewable sources rather than fossil fuels by 2040. And this we've had this proposal moving for a couple sessions now, and we really like to get it passed. And we want to ask folks their thoughts on it and hear what people think, where how important climate change and responding to it is to them. I know that our thoughts on people's views on climate are shifting all the time, and we're seeing more impacts. We had the worst air quality in Minnesota this summer, severe drought after seeing severe flooding the year before. So I'm very interested in just hearing what people think and having those conversations. We'll be going talking to every registered voter, so talking with Republicans and Democrats and everyone in between, and I know we'll learn a lot this weekend.
All right. And that's in the Dundas area for the most part. But I guess you're this is part of a campaign you're doing throughout southern Minnesota.
Yeah. So I've been helping to organize door knocks on particular issues this mm-hmm. summer and fall. And so we'll have a couple others outside of Dundas and Northfield as well on Saturday. So we'll also be having a climate knock in Rochester. Representative Liz Bolden's hosting that. In Mankato, Senator Nick Frentz is hosting that as well. Having a conversation about money and politics in Burnsville. The 25th of September, we had a conversation on voting rights in St. Cloud with Representative Wolgamott and Senator Eric Putman. This summer in July, I was in Montgomery with some volunteers, and we were asking folks about their support for making sure that the wealthiest Minnesotans were paying their fair share. Those earning over $1 million, earning $20,000 a week, they supported raising taxes on that group of Minnesotans. And it was really interesting. We learned a lot. We had 90 conversations with every registered voter, Republicans and Democrats, and 72 agreed with us. And I had, you know, good conversations with Republicans who said, I don't agree with you on much. I send you a lot of mail. But on this, I agree with you. And so it was really good to just have those conversations, especially in this time of political polarization, when it's so tense about so many things. Just to be able to have that conversation, to listen, to hear where people are, is really important and valuable. So I'm looking forward to Saturday.
All right. Is this the final one, or will you have some more door knocks coming up?
So there will be one more that I've helped organize that's actually next Saturday mm-hmm. in Maple Grove, and that'll be on public safety. And so we want to hear what folks in Maple Grove are thinking about public safety, what makes their community safe, what they think could be improved to make sure that everyone's feeling safe in their community, regardless of the color of their skin or where they're coming from. So we just want to go out with ears open and hear what people in Minnesota are thinking right now.
Now, when you gather all of this information, I'm sure you share it with the rest of the party. What is the venue for that? I'm sure you don't wait to the regular session. You'd like to get this all prepared beforehand, but tell us how this is disseminated and where it goes to from here.
That's a good question. So, so we're gathering this information and we're sharing it with the Speaker of the House, with the leader of the caucus, DFL caucus in the Senate as well. We have what's called a Minnesota Values Plan table. And so it's where legislators and some of the groups that are allied with us are doing work together. And so we're just simply learning what we can, sharing this information, but it'll really help us as we think about policy and our next session, you know, what resonates with Minnesotans? What do Minnesotans want, and how can we be seeking to address it? So we're doing what we can to gather as much information as possible. You'll, if you go to my Facebook page or follow my email updates soon, you'll see a survey coming out about, you know, what are your top three issues, and we're just trying to gather as much information as we can, and that goes into the policymaking process.
Once again, State Representative Todd Lippert is with us from District 20B. Let's talk about what has been happening this fall. And that is, of course, we haven't had a special session yet, but we might. We'll see if that goes on. For our listeners out there, if you haven't been following that, there's something on the order of maybe $250 million that is, I guess, kind of left over from packages, some of the care packages, relief packages that have the federal government has passed along over the course of the pandemic, and how to divide that up and who gets what. The Republicans would like to give that through the first care people in health care and such. The Democrats would like to have that plus maybe a little wider net. Where are you at in the negotiation process? Have you been a part of any of those dealings?
So I'm not on the, it's a very small group that's actually part of that task force. There's just two members of the House, two members of the Senate, a couple members of, two members of each party from the House, two members of each party from the Senate, and a couple of members from the governor's administration that are working on that. What I know, though, is that we're very close to a deal, and the deal can be sorted on as far as who gets what. And we know we could come into a special session soon to approve those dollars. So they were approved in the regular session, and direction was given to this task force just to sort out how it'll be divvied up. So we can get those dollars out. The trouble is that Republicans in the Senate are threatening to fire Jan Malcolm, our health commissioner. And so that's, we feel like that is a really dangerous thing to do in the midst of a global pandemic, and don't want to come into a session where that's at risk. Also, we have $10 million for drought relief for farmers that could be approved as well, especially going to livestock producers who have been hurt the most, especially producers that have been hurt the most. So I would really like to be able to go in and approve this and get those dollars out to frontline workers who have sacrificed a lot because of COVID, to farmers who need drought relief, and just hope Republicans can allow us to do that.
I'm presuming that the firing or the threat of firing Jan Malcolm would be part of the deal. Is that correct? They wouldn't really blindside you. Would that be part of the deal?
So they've been publicly talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our view, we would have to get an agreement that wouldn't happen for us to come into special session. Jan Malcolm's one of the best health commissioners in the country, and we just had 40 deaths due to COVID yesterday that were reported. So we're still in the midst of dealing with COVID, and we need our best people on the job.
All right. The House Majority Leader, Ryan Winkler, is going to be stepping aside. Do you have a favorite person that you would be rooting for to assume that position?
So there are a variety of candidates who can be stepping into the majority leader role, and we have a lot of talented people in the House. So we'll be, it'll be sad to see Representative Winkler go. He is an excellent majority leader. He'll be a great Hennepin County attorney, and so I'm excited to watch that campaign too. But we have a lot of just so many talented people in the House that could step into that leadership role. So we'll be having conversations internally and a vote before the next session starts on who the leadership should be.
How does that work? You mentioned the conversations. You mentioned you're going to be voting. Will that be at do you have a convention? Is there a DFL convention that is on the schedule? Is that something that you do as members of the House of Representatives? How does that
work? So it's one of the first thing that happens after the election is a vote for leadership. So the election happens, and then there's typically a caucus on Thursday following the election, and the party elects its leadership at that time. So those who are interested in pursuing the majority leader position start having intense campaigning conversations with members and try to build support. And members are looking for those leadership qualities that would be good for leading the party through the political process or through the session, but also a leader that can help with the campaign overall and help strengthen the party and communicate our values to Minnesotans during session and during campaign season. So, you know, there are a few people that rise to the top, and then there's, you know, some voting that happens, and then we announce to the Minnesotans who that person is. So we have a, you know, big election, a little small election afterwards, and the fun just keeps on going.
You don't have a personal favorite in there, do you?
I don't have a personal favorite right now.
Okay.
So that, you know, everyone will be chattering about that as well.
All right. Is that a position that you'd seek?
I don't anticipate seeking that role. Yeah, I don't think it's in the cards for me, but we'll see. We'll see who moves towards that spot.
All right, we'll move on from that topic. is there anything else you'd like to pass along? Things that you have been doing, working on, of course, over the course of the summer and the fall.
So you know, I would just encourage folks to, if you want to participate in the door knock on Saturday, you can go to my Facebook page, and there's an event for the door knock on Sunday. Please sign up for my email updates. You can do that by emailing me at rep.todd.lippert@house.mn, and more information about that survey coming out. I've been having quite a bit of a few conversations lately about a low carbon fuel standard for Minnesota, or a clean fuels bill. It's a bill that I worked on last session. The governor's office is interested in supporting that and moving that forward too. The state of Washington recently approved it. Oregon has had great success with that. It'd be good for biofuels, good for development of advanced biofuels that could replace jet fuel, for example, and also would drive electrification, electric vehicles too. So I feel like it's one of the big levers we can pull to reduce emissions in the transportation sector and get some development of some new crops in Minnesota too. So we're looking into that more, having lots of conversations about that to see if we can get that ready before the next session.
Representative Lipper, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you again.
And we'll talk to you again at some point, I'm sure, in 2021.
That's right.
All right. Todd Lippert, once again, our state representative for District 20B.